Welcome to the Notespire Music Artist Insight Podcast, giving you a unique insight into the music and ministries of independent Christian artists. Here's your host, Paul Gibbs.
Thank you very much, Bob. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Artist Insight Podcast. Got the pleasure today to speak with somebody who's not exactly new to the music field, and she's got a lot of great music out there. Kimberly Ward is with us, and she's talking to us from North Carolina, New Bern. Is that right, Kimberly?
Yes, that's right.
Great. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Had a very good spring, very busy. Good things going on.
Good things going on. Well, we'll talk about some of that stuff here in just a little as we get through here. So you have several songs out there, and I know the couple of them we have here on Notespire Radio on our station. Letting Go is one of them. Just Want to Be Free is another one. And I think Christmas in Bern is another one that we played the last holiday season. So I'm looking at your Facebook page, Every Moment. Why don't we start with that? Is that a new one for you?
No, actually, it is going very well, but it was actually the second song I wrote. So that's a popular song, but it's been out about 4.5 years.
Okay. All right. Okay. I wasn't sure on that one, but we'll straighten that out for our listeners. And listeners, we want to make sure that you know right off the bat here, Kimberly Ward Music, and you can find her on her Facebook page, Kimberly Ward-Music, and then also her website, right, Kimberly? We have kjwardmusic.com. Anything else you want to add there, Kimberly?
Well, they could find me, the listeners could find me in several places, but yes, that is the website, the www.kjwardmusic. You know what? Somehow, I don't know if it got typed in wrong. The only thing that's different is it actually should be kwardmusic.com. So the email, I actually want to give my email address as well, because I actually, from music fans, I've gotten a few surprises in the last 6 months or a year, and good surprises, thank God, and people will contact me I've never heard from, never met them. And so my email is kjward79@gmail.com. I love hearing from the fans and new people.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm on Instagram, and that's kimberly.ward.music.
Okay.
And the same thing for Facebook. Going back to the song Every Moment, I just want to mention it real quick one more time. And you may have been, and I know you don't know me that well to know what song I produced when. I just heavily been promoting Every Moment lately, because it's been on a lot of stations and a lot more are playing it. I did have a promoter. I've had a couple, actually, I should say. I've had a few. And the one I have now, Caden, is doing a phenomenal job getting this song out. And that was actually on a music chart last year, on the World Indie Music Charts.
Awesome.
So I've been, I guess you could say, and I'll make it short and sweet, I've been on my own as well as a promoter's been doing more with Every Moment than my country gospel song called Because I Did. Those two really seem to be taking more, I guess you could say, more people noticing these songs the last 7-8 months. So I'm like, well, let me just go ahead and promote them more on my pages and media.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I love it.
Yeah.
Just a side note, Kimberly, before I forget, please, before too long, send us a copy of Every Moment, because we want to get that on our station as well.
Okay. I will make a note. Sure will.
Sounds good. So, Kimberly, let's go back. When did music start for you? Because I like to ask all of our interviewees that question. You know, for some of us, it starts right almost from day one. We're like born singing. Others of us, it kind of comes along later in life. Which category do you fall into, or somewhere in the middle?
No, not the middle. It's definitely the younger years. I think a lot of, I have children as well, but children seem to discover either their talent, their gift, their likes, you know, what they don't like.
Right.
I don't remember it taking me that long, like, you know, 10 or 15 years, like, oh, I hated art class, and why am I an artist? But which, by the way, I'm not very good at art. My daughter is.
Okay.
But anyway, I started liking singing. My mom isn't professional, but she was always singing in the house and to me and my sister. I have one sister. And I was singing in the bedroom. We had a little CD player, you know, because back then the TV isn't like it is now where you can just hear everything on every station, it seems like.
Three stations if you were lucky, right?
Yeah, not the Roku channel, not all these things we have now, satellite and everything in the world that the whole world has access to. So I remember being in my CD player in the bedroom and wearing the radio, AM, FM, all that, and just, you know, listening to a lot of gospel songs, and we had a lot of quartets come to our church. Well, anyway, without going into all that and what all I did, we'd be here 2 hours, because I love music. I started taking piano lessons when I was about 9.
Okay.
And then I actually took lessons 8 years and 3 semesters in college. So with all that, I mean, I love singing. Don't get me wrong. I actually think I like the piano more. I really enjoy the quietness and
yeah.
It's like me time. I call it me time.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
Do you play guitar as well or just the piano?
No, I need to be. I really do because a lot of musicians in Nashville and all over seem to play guitar. I have one. Somebody gave me 1.5 years ago.
Okay.
So I guess I need a teacher because it's going to be a little hard for me learning a new instrument after 31 years of playing the piano.
Oh, I can't imagine. Yeah.
31 years.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you hear
that. I would like to.
Yeah. Well, a guitar would be, and as a songwriter, I know you uh-huh. write your songs with the piano, basically. And there's something different about, you know, when you write a song with a guitar. There's just something a little bit different about it. But not better or worse, just different. But I can...
Well, I would like to say this because I know you, a lot of the DJs don't know, and unless I've told them or they've known me, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years, because some of them just, they don't know. But I actually hired guitar players in 3 different studios. I worked in 6 studios, but 3 of the studios had guitar players, and they were really good. Like, every moment is a guitar melody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, someone asked me one time, like, what do you mean guitar versus piano? I said, that's going to take some time to explain to you because to me, there's a little bit of a difference when you learn like a rhythm guitar versus a piano and all the chords and the chord structure is a little different.
Yes.
But anyway, so every moment is a guitar melody. I hired someone. His name is Edward Dennis. He has a studio in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And the other one, because I did, I hired a guitar. Well, his one. I'm so sorry. He is a studio musician, so he's not like full-time in music, but he's still really good. His name is Steven. But yes, there have been several of mine I've done with piano and some are just guitar.
Some with guitar, yeah.
And I've heard the lyrics to all them. Everything you're hearing and the new ones I have coming out, I've written the words to all these.
Awesome. My God, right. God has really given you a wonderful talent, Kimberly, yes. And you're
using, I really appreciate that. There are still people in my family who don't believe in me. I'm like, you're like, wow, you're seeing this on the air? I mean, my parents do, and then I have others like,
yeah,
you know, they're kind of like, oh, okay, maybe you should get a job too. And I'm like, look, I already did that for 8 or 9 years, and I was good at clerical office jobs, but I'd rather be doing music than singing any day.
Well, when you know, it sounds like you are definitely called to do this. And as long as God keeps, you know, if you keep God first and he keeps opening the doors for you, then
absolutely.
The last thing we want to, you know, whether it's music or anything else, the last thing we want to do is get to the, you know, the point in our lives where, well, it's either over or we can't do it anymore and just wish that we did and have God say, you know what, you could have done so much more with the gift that I gave you. So
that's true. I agree.
Yeah. So is this a full-time thing for you then, Kimberly? Would you say?
I want it to be. It started out very part-time, like 5 hours a week, maybe if I had to give a number, and then increased to maybe 15, 20 hours.
Yep.
I don't mind anyone knowing, because a lot of people who know me or know of me know I have children, because they've actually been on some of my music videos with me. I mean, not professional ones. I want them to be professional with the children. But, I mean, my children have been with me on many of these road trips in Nashville, Tennessee already. Mm-hmm. So, amen. I guess we're going to have a family thing going. But I want to be full-time. I'm not quite there yet. I'm getting there.
Sure. Doing the most that we can with the gifts that we've been given. And I think, God honors that. I'm sure he does. So, kids, you said you got four. Are they any of them musical at all?
Actually, there's two. I'm sorry. Maybe it's
I'm
my
sorry.
I have one of each. One boy, one girl.
Okay. Music there?
But I got a joke real quick because my apostle friend, he's in South Carolina, and he's been part of my journey for about 2 years, and he's written a few songs. I'll make this short, but what I was going to say, he says, well, yeah, any songwriter who writes songs, especially 100 or 200, it's like their children. They watch over them. So I had my two, a boy and a girl. They're under 12 years old. They're a lot of work, and I love them. We do a lot together. And then I recorded 9 songs and working on 10 now this year. So, yeah, I joke about it, but it's true. It's like, oh, yeah, let me go work on this song, or I go look and make sure my codes were corrected. And that happened because of a few studio things. You're like, well, why am I getting to that today? Well, I'm not with the record label, and I plan on being with them eventually, God willing. And I want them to handle all this admin work. So, yes, I feel like I babysit the songs. But that's a good thing. It's part of my talent and the music.
I have heard other artists, they talk about their songs as their babies.
I know. I babysit the children and the music. That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Gotta watch over what God gives us.
That's right. So, Kimbra, I wanted to ask you, it's completely unrelated, coffee or tea?
Do I prefer coffee or tea?
Yeah.
I like coffee better, especially, I like Dunkin' and Starbucks, but I also like it from home.
Yep. Okay.
But I love pumpkin spice is my favorite flavor.
Okay, that was my next question.
Oh, I answered it. Oh,
pumpkin spice. All right. I don't care for that. I'm French vanilla all the way, a little bit of, or some caramel. But here at Notespire, we talk a lot about coffee, and I just like to make sure, if we're on the same page. Now, if you said tea, that would be all right. That's fine. But, when you see coffee, it just puts you a little up higher there on the scale. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. We talk about
That's great. On the music scale or your scale?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. So, Kimberly, I want to ask, now, you're getting your songs out there to the world, social media, your website, you're doing all of that. But how about the public appearances and venues? Are you doing that as well?
I have done several in the last 6 years. Not as many as I'd like the last 2 years. Unfortunately, I've had a few setbacks I've had to handle. And so the good news is that's also given me more inspiration for some new songs coming. But part of these setbacks, I don't mind sharing, one of them has been another trauma. I mean, thankfully no one's passed away, not that, but some other things that happened in the past year and a half. So, with that stated, the last year and a half, I think I've only done 3, and of the 3, 2 of them were in churches, which is a good thing. That was in South Carolina.
Okay.
But there's been, one of the things, too, I worked on, I've told many, well, like Caden, he's my promoter, and he's tried to get hints from me, and just people I've known for years or know me close, I won't tell them at all. There's a project I worked on 4 months last year. Okay, and I feel like it's something God wanted me to do, and I hopefully, we're in the month of March, I hope it'll be done by May. It's gonna require some more time of me to finish it up, that makes sense, but it's going to open up a door, and I know God's going to bring more income in, but it's not all about money, it's about sharing my story. So some hints there, and I've also been asked to be on not one or two podcasts. Recently, I've been asked to be part of a TV network. It's another state. It's not even on the East Coast.
Wow.
That's kind of been in the works for a while.
Okay.
I won't even say that just yet till it happens. Okay. He's really given me, I mean, I could probably join today or tomorrow and be on there. I'm in the middle of some spring cleaning, and I'm just being real. I'm a real person. I don't always like, oh, God, why do I say that? I'm going through things. I'm selling, packing. It's springtime. Well, it feels like spring weather here.
Yeah.
So I don't want to overwhelm myself, because otherwise I'd have like 8 projects going on right now.
I can understand that. Yeah.
But yes, I plan on doing performances this year. I want to do a Christmas. I really would like to do a Christmas show this year. I have a lot of Christmas music, and then the song I wrote, you mentioned. I say, God willing, this group in New Bern, North Carolina is going to learn this song. They asked me for the music in January this year. Have I given it to them yet? No, because I want to meet them in person. I mean, you probably understand. I was like, I'd like to go meet them in person. It's here locally.
Yes, I do know what you're saying. Yeah, sure.
I just got an email. Here's all the chord charts. You know what? No, I actually know. Well, since I mentioned it, I have no trouble with that, no problem. I'm very excited with that one, because I've actually been asking musicians for over a year and a half to come perform with me locally with a Christmas song. So any dates yet? Not really, but I have 3 churches in South Carolina that are, in so many words, waiting on me to get some dates.
Okay.
So without going full time, I feel touched by my heart, because I want to be now. I just can't quite make myself do it.
Right.
Because
right.
I have some real matters to handle. The other project that's 4 months is one of my priorities, because it's something I prayed about for several years to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you're looking forward to some of that.
God has me doing a lot. Sorry.
I say we'll be looking, we and your fans and followers will be looking forward to all of this new stuff.
Thank you. I'm very honored to have been asked already, and I mean just recently, not like 5 years ago, just recently I've been asked to be on a TV network and 2 radio podcasts. So I'm like, okay, let me breathe. If I did all that right now, including my own music, my children, and this project, I would probably be sleeping like, 12 hours a week.
Right.
And then the other things I do is a side business, so...
Okay.
There's never a dull moment in my life.
Yeah. And seriously, we can certainly get overwhelmed pretty easy. It can seem like God is just opening doors all the way around. But sometimes we have to use discernment, ask him for discernment to say, okay, Lord, what is your will here? I see all these open doors, but which ones do you want me to walk through, right?
Yes, and that's another thing. I'm sure you know Matthew 6:33 in the Bible. I'm so glad this is a Christian-based program. I can really be free. I'll share scripture.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm sure you know that verse about seeking the Lord and putting him first. That's number one to me. Because, and I'm going to say this, I won't be long and do a sermon. Don't worry. That could be another TV or radio series.
We'll do that next podcast. Okay.
That's right, the next 2 or 3 podcasts here. If we seek the Lord first as a believer, everything's going to fall into place. I firmly believe that. And, I would never say, hey, music's first and my kids are first. Now, yes, the family obviously has got to be at the top.
Right.
I'm still here. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm back. But Matthew 6:33 is one of my favorite verses. I could give several. That's only 1 out of 10 or 15. And I know that God is directing my steps. That's another verse about the Lord will order your steps. Mm-hmm. As you know, that in the book of Psalms and Proverbs.
Yep.
And I definitely don't think God's going to call me to do something I hate or not enjoy, because that's not who God is. So he knows I like to sing and talk and play the piano.
Well, he's given you those gifts, hasn't he? And I think all too often we can put the music first. That can be most important.
Perfect.
And yeah, but that's not what he's asking us to do. He's asking us to put him first and then let him use the gifts through us. So let me ask you, we got maybe 10 minutes left here. Let's switch a little bit over to some of the ways that maybe you have felt. Oh, I'm gonna throw out there like discouragement, maybe discouragement, maybe despair, maybe feeling like you're coming up against a brick wall in all of this. You know, Kimberly, there's so many artists like yourself that are trying to do their best with the gifts that God has given them, and yet they face, and I, as an artist myself, I've faced them too, face so many obstacles that the enemy throws at us. Can you share a little bit about that?
Oh, yes, I sure love to.
All right,
share some of the obstacles. Well, I'll go ahead and just start by saying this, and it's the truth. I'm not just throwing this word out there because if people like to use this word, it's the real facts. I am an overcomer of trauma. Many things happened for not just 2 or 3 years, and it was all over. I experienced things that went on, or some new things simultaneously with other matters, and I'm talking about 8 or 9 years. So that topic, again, I'm going to keep it short, but since you did ask me, I'm an overcomer of downright trauma, anxiety, depression, you know, not depression for 5 or 10 years, thank God, not that long, but yes, 2, 3, 4 years off and on, yes.
Okay.
Some very hard things happen, and, well, the family mostly, and then a few were personal, like some, well, I'll keep it real here. I mean, it was family related, but some things are like personal things.
Sure, sure.
So when I mentioned setbacks a few minutes ago, oh my God, have mercy. I can't cry on the air today, but I know that God's going to turn it all for good.
Yes.
It's like Job in the Bible. I have to go to that book of the Bible. Job means suffering. You probably know that.
Yes.
I've had to, in so many words, and I'm going to be real, but it's the truth. I'm not making up it to sound pretty. It's the truth. I have done a lot of suffering, some emotionally, a little physically, and spiritually. You're like, well, how could you suffer spiritually? Well, that's a whole other topic, but there's really ways, yes, someone can suffer spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they, I mean, I read my Bible and didn't stop just reading, not that. It was, I just felt like, God, where are you? Like, why are you allowing these things to happen? Why did I lose friendships? You know, just things like that.
Right.
And did I cry? You better believe it. That's how every moment came about. And as we mentioned that song a few times, the Lord has been very, very good to me. He has allowed me to literally come up with these songs, and some of them were poetry. At least 2 or 3 of them were just like, oh, this is a poem, and that's all I'm going to do. So every moment rhymes, all these words. If you go hear the lyrics again, I'll make sure you get that song today or tomorrow. But, and then some others of mine, I like to do rhyming words, but also know that they come from my heart.
Yeah.
I don't just like, oh, this sounds great. Tear, cry,
yeah.
Why God? And just have rhyming words that sound great to a song. These words come from my soul. They come from my inner being. Now, I sound like it's some therapy session. This isn't that. I know you don't think that. This is a wonderful interview.
Oh,
and
no.
This is where God is using me to
right.
bring out some of the hardest things I've ever had to walk through and never thought I'd go through as a things like this. A Christian for 20 years. My parents were in church. It's not like, oh, they were drug addicts. No, not, my parents would have killed me. In church and Bible reading, it's things I didn't think I'd ever have to walk through.
Mm. Some of us, yeah, we have a Christian upbringing, but sometimes it's those people that get hit the hardest, isn't it?
And then we seek the Lord more, at least we're supposed to.
Right.
Now, some may turn the other way, but I've known even as a teenager and a young adult, I went to Bible college for years. I knew deep down in my heart that I could not do that. That is not an option. Like, the other way is going to be rebellion, and I don't want any more issues. That's another problem.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Right.
It was either, okay, God, I need you to have this and show me that you're in control, or you show me what I've got to do to get through this. And he did.
Amen.
All the time he had me meet people. Some of them could have been the new producers I've had. Sometimes it was total strangers where I thought, oh my goodness, I think I met an angel. Mm-hmm. I literally, truly believe at least 2 or 3 times I met an angel in the last 10 years. I've never seen them again, never heard from them. And like one of them came to a job where I had, it was about 9 or 10 years ago, before I was really writing all these songs. And all we did was talk about God, and that's not what the business I was doing. I'm like, and then I felt like that day that had to have been an angel in my office.
Wow.
But anyway, the whole decade, the whole 10 years of things that have happened have brought me closer to God.
Amen.
And a lot of the traumas and setbacks I know God's going to use for his glory.
And I'm sure he will. So what would you say to, and Kimberly, thank you for sharing like that. I mean, that is awesome. Obviously we all know is listening to you that's coming right from your heart. And I know that there's somebody listening right now, Kimberly, that maybe more than one person that says, wow, you know, that is so encouraging to me because I went through that or I'm going through something. And I like you use the word trauma, and that it can be, like you said, emotional trauma, it can be physical,
correct.
It can be spiritual, it could be all of the above. And there's somebody maybe listening right now, Kimberly, that's going through that. Would you like to say anything, maybe a little bit more, directing to them, to maybe some words of encouragement?
Definitely to put your trust in the Lord. You know, there's a lot of verses in the scripture, especially Psalms and Proverbs, over and over, it'll say, trust in the Lord, trust in God.
Yes.
I believe you got to believe it in your heart, but you got to speak it. I literally have done a lot of prayer and fasting. And I'm going to tell you, just reading the Bible and going to church wasn't enough for me. I mean, that's great, and we should do that. I had to take it a step further, because otherwise, and I'm going to be very blunt, I feel like I was going to be very sick. I feel like, as a matter of fact, I had been sick at times, but my encouraging word is to make sure you're seeking the Lord with all your heart. That's the Deuteronomy principle in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to condemn or condone Christians, what they're doing or what they should be doing or what they're not doing. But I know for me, I had already experienced some things at church, at family, at work, marriage, you know, friendships. I had it all angles. And I'm like, God, I've got to get my hope and peace from you, because some of these people are not very positive. And by the way, some of them, most of them went to church, not all of them, but some of them, most of them. So I knew that I had to get my strength from God. And that's a lot of verses in scripture, like Psalm 46:1. God is my refuge and strength of present health and time.
Right.
And I'm going to say, the last thing I want to say is I would speak scriptures. I would write them. And I would pray over them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this went on for years. I didn't just do that for a year. Like, okay, God, after 1 year, I'm better. This is great. This is over. Because as you know, in life, we have challenges. Some we can kind of handle pretty quickly in maybe a few days, and some of them might take a few months.
Yeah.
I had to work my way through some debt. I don't mind sharing that, and it wasn't like an overnight process. In 15 days, it's all gone. Now, do I believe in miracles? You better believe it. God can give it all to me in one day.
Yeah, amen.
But yeah, Psalm 46, my Bible nearby. Yes, God is our refuge and strength in present help and trouble.
Yeah, amen.
That's it.
Well, I think what you're saying, Kimberly, is to make sure God is first in all that we do, especially the music. Don't let the music be. We need to control the music, or let God control the music, and not let the music control us. So, one final question, though. So, for you, when tough times hit you, did you run to, I know, of course, you ran to God, with that saying. Did that bring the music out of you? Did some people say that, yes, music is really what helped me get through it?
Well, I'm going to say both. It was God and music, because
yeah.
I did mention scriptures a lot and fasting, prayer. My songs I mentioned, obviously, part of this interview. It was both, because if I wasn't where I need to be with God, how could I really be writing what I need to write?
There you go.
If that even makes sense. But if someone's not a believer, it won't even matter. They just write anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds funny, but I mean, for real, they'll just write whatever they think about. Me, I knew it had to have meaning and purpose.
Right.
So, yeah, I would. I mean, I don't mind. I want to mention Lauren Daigle. Do I want to meet her? You better believe it. I can play some of her songs on the piano.
Okay.
So maybe she'll be like, hey, come with me. I'll be like, yes, I'll be so happy. I think You Say, and that was, well, not because I just went and learned it overnight, but I heard her song the first year that things are really happening. Well, I mean, 3 years of stuff had already happened. I'm referring to 2018 and 2019, those years. I don't mind. It's been about 6 years ago now, and that's when I learned later, like a year or two later, she had released an album that year. Well, I wasn't thinking about what all songs she released. I just heard her song, You Say.
Yeah.
And I knew I had been struggling with anxiety, and I don't know what all she wrote her song for, but I sure loved it, and I played it almost every day. And now I learned it on the piano, and it's one of my favorites. So, mm-hmm. But yeah, besides what she wrote and what she did, God used it to speak to my heart. And then I've written several others. I've got one I do want to mention before we get off, because I literally just was looking at it this morning, like reading my note patterns on the music and the piano. It's called Thank You, Jesus, You Set Me Free.
Okay.
Now it's not released yet. I had a few things happen. And because I say that, because sometimes the devil's not very happy when a Christian has some things they want to get out to the world.
True.
It's not like, oh, yeah, the enemy's going to leave me alone. Let me get this all done in 30 days. I got 5 songs to get out. At this point, I probably have at least 15 more I want to get out. Okay. And as soon as God provides the resources, I want them out there.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Yeah, the enemy certainly will use whatever. And the enemy knows exactly what the most effective weapon is going to be against us, whether, you know, like you said, physical, emotional, spiritual, financial, whatever. Yeah, amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Kimberly. So what can people look for coming up, you know, in the very near future from you?
Well, I am going to say it. I'm not going to say which state, but it's not. I'm going to say none of this is North Carolina.
Okay. Nothing in North Carolina, guys.
Okay,
you heard that.
I take that back. Now I got to say repent. Hold on, God. One is North Carolina, but I can't say where.
Okay.
She and I have changed the date. Now that is beyond radio. Okay. The others are, one of them is almost a definite date in Massachusetts. And I won't tell you where yet because I got to get there. It's going to be soon. I've been asked to be on a live TV show interview.
Sweet.
Yes, I can do it on the phone, but I'm praying about, and I don't want to pray too long. Like, okay, God, let me pray for 6 months. I'm praying now. I just was asked like 4 days ago.
Yeah. Amen.
So let's see who will see me in that. So I won't tell you where. It's going to be part of a secret, of course.
Okay.
I'm asking God to get me on that TV station live on the air. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, amen. That'll be good. And then if you can share anything else you want to share, and then let people know again where they can find out about all this stuff.
The church is, the good news is, it's a real blessing to me. I'm getting ready to tell you. I have sang and performed, I think it's 3, if not 4 times now at a church. It's called Union, U-N-I-O-N, a little city. I've been there a couple of times. It's kind of off the highway. It's a real pretty church in Union, South Carolina. That pastor has referred me to several others. So I'm not going to say where yet, but I know their names and, you know, who to call. I had to get through some things from the winter that were very hard on me, so that's all I can tell you. But now I feel like, okay, not only is it springtime, it feels like that in my soul spiritually.
Oh,
and it feels like that musically. Music and spiritual at the same time. Let it spring forth. There's a verse about that.
Spring forth. Amen.
There's a lot more, but I can't say it all yet. That's just only a couple things to tell you.
Okay. Well, people can go to your website and your Facebook page and know and find out when these things get details as they become available, right?
And honestly, I don't always put it on the website. Most of mine announcing is on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
But yes, there's many things I will put on the website, but most of the time it is Facebook and Instagram.
Right. Okay. All right. So, guys, you want to make sure you're looking up on Facebook. Let me check this here. Kimberly J. Ward. Is that the way to look it up? That's what I see is...
Yes, on the Facebook page.
Yeah, Kimberly Ward Music, right?
Yes, there's a little dash there. I always tell people when you do the Ward Music.
Okay, there it is. Kimberly Ward dash Music. Very good. So, guys, as you said, guys, make sure you reach out to Kimberly. She would love to hear from you. Follow her on Facebook and Instagram. Again, Kimberly Ward dash Music. And you can find out about where she's going to be. I can tell you, I have scrolled through her Facebook page a little. There's some great stuff there. She shares some wonderful stuff, updates about where she's going to be, you know, some encouraging messages here and there. And let me say now, just before we go, Kimberly, you will, I'll be giving you the details on where this podcast will be and when. So you can share those links. Guys, be watching Kimberly's Facebook page and Instagram for this podcast, because you'll see when this is going to be available and where. It'll also be airing on Notespire Radio, and we air the Artist Insight, that's this program, on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So you may be hearing it right there, right now, but just know that also it is available anytime on your favorite podcast site by searching the word Notespire. Kimberly, thank you so much. Oh, this has been fun. Yeah.
Thank you. Can I mention one more thing?
You
from
absolutely
Atlanta,
can.
Georgia?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like, oh my goodness, how can I not announce it?
Yeah.
So I found out in January I've known about ISSA. I've been a part of that music group for 3, probably 4 years. But I'm in four categories right now, and the voting starts April 1st, so that's around the corner. And one of them is Emerging Artist of the Year.
Oh, so cool. That's International Singer-Songwriter Association, right?
That's right. You got it.
Oh, my goodness. That is so cool.
Yes. The actual event is in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm not sure of the date. I think it's August 15th, but it's sometime in August. I'd love to go. It's in August this year.
Yeah. So you think you'll be there?
I definitely want to be there. It's usually a two-day event.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we wish you the best.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed talking with you.
You're very welcome, Kimber. Just between you and me, I know our listeners don't know. It took us a couple times to get here, but that's okay. God is good. Amen.
That's right. We made it today, though.
We certainly did. And Kimberly, let's do it again. Maybe around the holidays. Maybe we'll get together again and do this again, and we can see about what's going on for Christmas and all of that with you.
Okay, wonderful. Anytime between Thanksgiving, Christmas, and let's do it before the new year. I know that God's going to do a lot the next 9 months, so I'm really excited.
I'm excited to talk with you about that as it happens and let our listeners know about that. So, okay, Kimberly, thank you. God bless you, and we will talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you, Oscar. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for listening to Notespire Radio Artist Insight. We hope you've enjoyed the program today. And join us next time when we again bring you a unique look into the lives, music, and ministries of Christian artists. Here on Notespire Radio Artist Insight.